With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin is the first state in the nation to put in place a summer EBT program to help families feed kids over the summer months. Created by the U.S. Congress, the summer EBT program is based on similar efforts used during the coronavirus pandemic to address food insecurity for kids. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local anti-hunger advocate about the change.
During the school year, districts can provide up to 2 meals a day for kids. When schools let out for the summer, there are families that struggle with filling that gap. To help with that, Governor Tony Evers announced last week that Wisconsin will take part in the federal summer EBT program. Starting this summer, families that meet the requirement will get a one-time benefit of $120 per child at the end of June. That money goes to an EBT card that families can use to buy groceries.
First of all, this is a huge step forward for the government itself to recognize that the children who are challenged during the school year are equally or greater challenged during the summertime. Is a real revelation.
That's Perry Pokrant, president of Feed Our Rural Kids. He says it's a great thing, but doesn't go far enough when you look at the cost of feeding kids. According to Feeding America, the average cost of a meal in the Northwoods is more than $3.50 per meal.
This is less than a quarter meal a day, and that's not enough. Now it's a great step forward. But it's still inadequate for helping families who are challenged by all of a sudden having to replace 2 meals a day, which kids get at school.
Pokrant also worries about the income restrictions tied to the funding. The benefits will automatically go to families that participate in other benefit programs like Food Share or the free or reduced price meal program at their school.
The reality is that food insecurity is not 100% money driven. It is circumstance driven. So things happen in families, deaths, sicknesses, losses of jobs, all those kind of things that can take a family whose income doesn't qualify them for this help and put them into a food insecure situation.
Pokrant says it reaffirms the need for programs like Fork and local food pantries to fill the gap for food insecure homes in the region. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Wisconsin's presidential primary this Tuesday will clear the way for a general election campaign that Democrats see as an opportunity unlike any in recent state history. New state legislative districts adopted last month erased Republican advantages that gave the Republicans dominance in the Wisconsin Assembly, even as Democrats won 14 of the past 17 statewide elections. Democrats think they can now compete for a majority, but they also say that invigorated legislative campaigns can help turn out votes for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris in November. The state party chairperson calls it a reverse coattails effect. That's a play on the traditional idea that down-ballot candidates are carried by the top of the ticket. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a $3 billion Republican tax cut proposal as promised, along with other Republican proposals that would have set a number of wolves that could be hunted every year and banned political loyalty pledges for higher education employees. In total, Evers vetoed 41 bills Friday that were passed by the Republican-controlled legislature. He also signed a bill that would provide $400,000 to support Holocaust education in Wisconsin schools. He also signed a measure that allows for the charging of fees to redact recorded audio and video content provided under open records requests. Media organizations and advocates for open records had opposed that. Recent studies show Wisconsin has seen its unhoused population increase in the last few years. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum and numbers from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, it was reported that 4,861 people were without a home in Wisconsin in 2023. That's a 1.8% increase over the results from 2022. The unsheltered population in Wisconsin increased by nearly 150 people between 2022 and 2023. The Neighbor's Place works to increase access to food and basic needs in Marathon County. Executive Director Donna Ambrose says organizations like theirs plan to continue to be part of the evolving needs of those without a home in the area.
Always mindful of that, of what people's living situation is and what tools they have. That's something we're going to be looking at now in our programming going forward. Like, what tools do you have at home to prepare foods, right? So not everybody has those resources.
Marathon County does multiple checks on its unsheltered population every year, and the next one is set to take place sometime this spring. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Medicare and Medicaid are key sources of health coverage for many Americans, but some people qualify for assistance under both programs. With lagging enrollment for the unique plans, outreach efforts are underway. Mike Moen reports.
According to KFF Health News, only about 3 in 10 people who qualified for dual-eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. Experts say the option is designed for people who need additional help because of disabilities, certain health conditions, or their age. Dr. Gina Williams with United Healthcare says these plans try to take a dynamic approach to serving those eligible.
Everything from managing your wellness to managing your behavioral health needs and then everyday needs. So it's kind of a more comprehensive package for people who need a little bit more support.
Those everyday needs she mentioned include meal benefits and bathroom safety devices. Wisconsin's enrollment numbers are similar to the national rate, coming in at 28%. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.